Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, the top line on page 216. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kol ha-peiro she-tovim chayim u-mevushalim, all fruit that are good to eat, both raw and cooked, kigon tapuchim va-agosim, like apples and pears, Bein chayim bein mevushalim. So whether you are eating them when they are raw or you are eating them when they are cooked, mevarech borei pri ha'etz, the bracha on them will be borei pri ha'etz. V'im ein derech la'ochlam chayim ela mevushalim. And if it's not the regular way to eat these fruit while they are raw, but rather only to eat them when they are cooked, so then the halacha changes. Acholam kishem chayim, when you eat them and they are raw, since it's not the normal way, mevarech shahakol, the bracha is shahakol. Kishehem uvushalom, when you eat them, when they are cooked, so then the bracha is boi priya eitz. So to summarize the mechaber, fruit that are eaten both raw and cooked, so eating them raw and cooked is ha'etz. Fruit that are not eaten raw, they're only eaten cooked, so then when they're cooked, they're ha'etz. When they are raw, then the bracha is shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samach Aleph, shetovim chayim uvushalom. So fruit that are good to eat, both raw and cooked, afilu heim tovim yosek hashem uvushalom. Even if they taste better, they're more geshmak when they're cooked. Kevon shekashem chayim, since when they are raw, tovim gamkein, they're also edible. V'harbe b'nei adam ochlim osam kein. And many people eat them in such a way. So even if it's better one way over the other way, but people eat it both ways, so the examples were tapuchim and agasim, sifkotan samach beiz, shekorin dernis, sheusan peros tovim gamkein lecho kashem chayin. Those fruit are good to be eaten as well when they are raw. V'yesh minei tapuchim shem chamutzim. There are some types of apples that are more sour, the ein ru'uyim le'echol rov b'nei adam k'shem chayim, and for most people they're not able to eat them while they are raw. Rak al yidei bishul, only when they are cooked, most people can eat these sour apples. So mevarech shahakol k'shem chayim. So when you eat these apples and they are raw, the bracha will be shahakol, like we said in the mechaber. V'ayin l'kamam b'simin reish gimel b'mishaburis if katan hay le'inyan tapuch hayar. Look what we'll see later on in the next simin when it comes to wild apples that grow in the forest, so whether they're raw or they're cooked, we'll see what the bracha is there. But for our purposes over here, the example of apples, that it's eaten both raw and cooked, the bracha is always ha'etz. But if there are apples that are very sour and they are inedible when they are raw, and most people are not eating them, so then if you eat it raw, you would make a shahakol. I shouldn't say it's inedible, but most people are not eating them raw, the bracha would be shahakol. If it's inedible, there'd be no bracha. And then when they are cooked, it would be bari pri ha'etz. Sifkotan samach gimel. We said the ein derech la'achlam chayim. People don't normally eat them cooked. They don't eat them raw. They rather only eat them cooked. Ratzalomar, sherov bnei adam ochlem osan kishem uvushalom. Most people are eating these fruit when they are cooked. So then, sifkotan samach dalad. We said in the mechaber, when you eat them raw, you make a shahakol. Says the mishabura atam. The reason is kevan shederech achilas osan peros larov bnei adam huayde bishul dafka. Since the way of eating these fruit for most people is specifically through cooking, so lo mikri ikur pri kozman shelo bolach lazet. It's not called the ikur pri so long that it's not cooked. It's not in the form that it's normally eaten. Therefore, the bracha will be shahakol. The ayin bel yeraba simin reishay ubechay adam shedaitim. Look at the yeraba and the chay adam where they hold the afilu tovim gamkein leachol chayin. Even if they are good to eat when they are raw as well. Still, kevan shederech rov bnei adam, since it is the way of most people, lechol osan ayidei bishul dafka, to eat these fruit through cooking specifically, mevarech shakol, the bracha shakol. So they can be geshmak both ways, but if the majority of people are eating them cooked, so then when you eat it raw, the bracha is going to be shakol. Now there is an important note over here, and that is note number 72. It's going on that which the Mishnah Berurah just explained, the reason why these fruit that are normally eaten by most people, cooked, when you eat it raw, the bracha shakol. We said in the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of the Sifkatan, that since the derech achilas osan peros l'rov b'nei adam is through bishul dafka, it's not called the ikur pri so long that it didn't reach that point and it wasn't cooked, and therefore the bracha when it's raw is shahakol. Says note 72, first of all, mikomoko min beira b'rei pri eitz, kasal l'kaman shiatsa b'di evid. If you messed up and you made a bracha on a fruit which is normally eaten cooked, and not normally eating raw. You ate it raw, and you're supposed to make a shakal. You made ha'etz, but the that would be okay. That's point number one. Point number two is comparing this to what we learned earlier in the simon by boser, which were the unripe grapes. We said over there, the unripe grapes, you make a bracha on them, a bari pri adama. And then when they ripen, you make a bracha of bari pri ha'etz. So why are we saying over here, when it's in a state of not the regular way to eat it, because it's not cooked, it's normally eating cooked, here the bracha shakel. So why is there by boser, the bracha is bari pri adama first, and here the bracha shakel. So says note 72, omnon in your boser. However, when it comes to the boser, the unripe grapes, because anything that grows on a tree, the eino ikar hapri, and it's not the ikar fruit, birchasa bari pri adama. Ubir halavush, halavush explains the chiluk sheyesh lechalek ben boser. There's what to be differentiate between boser. Shahar be ochlem oso. Many people do eat these sour grapes. V'nechshav etzlam kapri, and for those people, it's considered a pri. It's not the main way of eating it, but many people eat it that way, and therefore it gets a bracha of a fruit, but the bracha is going to be bari pri adama, because it's not the ikar way that the fruit is eaten. Lebein peros elu, versus our fruit over here that we're discussing, she'ein derech lo'ochlam chayim. It's not the normal way at all to be eating these fruit when they are raw, and if you're eating it, it's butla daito eitzel kolodam, it's your das is mevutal to everyone else, and therefore it's not even considered like a fruit that you're going to make a bari pri adama like the boser. Rather, you downgrade an extra step and you make a shahakal. Says the Mishnah, we said these fruit that are eaten mainly cooked and not raw. So raw it's shahakal, cooked it's bari pri adama. And the same thing would be if the nature of this fruit was the exact opposite. Let's say you have a fruit that most people are only eating it when it is raw. Kigon egozim uchagavna, for example, nuts or similar things. So eino mevarech birchas bari pri ha'etz ki im kishem chayim. Then the opposite then is true. Then when you eat it raw, which is its main way of being eaten, then the bracha would be bari pri ha'etz ukishem mevushalom. And then if you eat it when it's cooked, which is not the normal way, it's not the derech of bnei adam, then the bracha will be shahako. Ubracha achrona in either case will be bari nefashos. Afilu yisrami b'shivas haminim b'chagavna. Even if it's one of the Zion Minim that's normally eaten raw, theoretically, and you're eating it cooked, where the bracha is going to be shakel, the bracha achrona on those Zion Minim will also be only a bari nefashos. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Yud Gimel. Egos gomor hamatugun bidvash. You have a nut, a completed nut, and it was fried in honey. Vinikra noyindo, rotzalomar noyit, mevarech ala bari priyetz. So these nuts that are completely grown and they're fried in honey, whatever they're called, the bracha on them is bari pri ha'etz. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Samach Vav, Rotzalomar Noyet Pirish, Shekfar Nigmar Gidulo. This is a very important point. It is a fully grown egos. It's a fully developed nut. It's a regular nut. Upotzim Oso, you open it up. Vizorkin Mimenu Aklipa, and you throw out the shell. Shehi ke'etz, which is like a piece of wood. V'lochin ha'garin, and you take the seed inside, you take the nut inside. U'metagnim bidvash, and you then fry it in honey. V'nikra b'loshon ashkenaz noyit. Sefkotan samach zayin, mevarach lo v'brocha, and that nut that's fried in the honey is borei pri ha'etz. Zoktim mishabura v'af agav de'egozim darkon le'achachayim. Even though, like we mentioned before, it's the normal way to eat nuts when they are raw. And if you would cook them in water, it would go down a darga, and the bracha would then be shahaka, like we just mentioned. Still, when you fix it up, not through cooking it in water, but rather through frying it in honey, that raises it up a darga, that makes it taste better. Through the honey that's mixed in with it. And therefore, legabe the frying in honey, it's like the nut is considered something that's eaten raw and cooked. Of course, if it's really cooked, the bracha shakel. But if it's fried, so then it's considered when it's raw and when it's fried with the honey, like it's eaten raw and cooked, and both times the bracha will be ha'etz. So this nut eaten raw will be ha'etz, fried in honey will be ha'etz, cooked it will be shahakel. Vigan Komash Malon is also coming to teach me over here. The lo amrinan bazed hadvash iker. We don't say even though the nut is fried in honey and it's geschmack because of the sweet honey that the dvash becomes the ikker. V'livroch alei bircha shahakol kebirchas advash. And don't think that you're going to say the bracha shahakol on the whole mixture of the nut with the honey, because the honey becomes the ikra and it'll be shahakol. Like we see a similar case later on in Reishe in the Ramah and Siv Aleph. Because in our case, the ein hadvash bo bishvil atzmo. Since the honey is not coming to be eaten on its own, you're not coming to eat honey. Ki im bishvil litein tam b'ha'egos. The honey is only there to give taste to the nut. The ikr is the nut. The honey is only a tuffle to the nut. Havelei ha'egos ikr. So the nut in our case is the ikr. The hadvash tuffle. And the honey is only secondary. Umavarchin borei pri ha'etz. And therefore the bracha is borei pri ha'etz. Now if that sounds like chocolate covered nuts, that might be similar. We're saying over here very clearly, in this case, the chiddush of the mechaber is, up to Mishavura, the nut is the ikr, and the dvash is only secondary. There is a discussion in the back of the sefer, we're not going to look at it inside now, but it's on page 42 in the back of the sefer, note 39, discusses chocolate covered nuts. The discussion in the posting, Rav Moshe says, you make a separate bracha on the chocolate and on the nut. You make two separate brachos. Other poskim say depends what your ikka kavana is. Your ikka kavana is for the nut, you make a eitz. If your ikka kavana, you really like the chocolate so much and you like a little bit of nut inside, so you make a shaka. But that's a discussion over there in note 39. But in this case, we are saying that for these people that are frying this nut, the ikka is the nut and the frying within the honey is to add a little more geschmack, but the ikka is the nut and therefore the bracha is bari priya eitz. Continues the Mishabura. The same din was with any similar fruit, pri ha'etz or pri adama, whether it's a fruit of the tree or the fruit of the ground, shedarkon lehe'ochel rakhayim, that is normally eaten only when it is raw. And if you would cook it in water, like we mentioned before, the bracha would change to shahakol. Im tignan b'shemen o b'dvash, if you instead fry it in oil or in honey, mevarich b'rchasu ha'ru'uya lohem, then it sticks with its original bracha, whether it's ha'etz or adama, whatever the original bracha of the raw fruit or vegetable would be, that's how the bracha is going to be after you fry it in honey or in oil. So to summarize this halacha so far, it's a very practical halacha. So we said if you have fruit that are eaten both raw and cooked, the bracha both is bari p'yates. If you eat it normally raw and not cooked, so when you cook it, it's shahakol. But over here, when you're frying it in honey, it's not like cooking it, because it makes it a mila over. It raises it up a darga, makes it more geshmak, as opposed to cooking that lowers it a darga. So cooking it makes it shahakol. Frying it in honey or oil will raise it up and will remain with the bracha of bari p'yates. Again, the other chiddush of Mishabura says is that the ikar over here is the nut, and the dvash and the oil, whatever is being fried in, is only secondary and doesn't warrant its own bracha, and certainly does not become the ikar. Says the Mishabura, Vaitisev Koten Samuches, Borei Pri Ha'etz. So again, the last point, same idea we said before, that anything that's normally eaten when it's cooked, and not eaten raw, so raw is shahakol, cooked is Borei Pri Ha'etz, says the Mishabura. Kasvu ha'achronim le'achronim, right, afilu ein ha'ego shalim, even if the nut is not a complete pri, elo kosas v'shavur, rather it's broken, it's crushed, kemo shederach lasos k'shemetaknin osam, that's a normal way when you're going to fry it, you normally crush it up, afilu ha'chilo nishtanis b'rchasa, the bracha doesn't change the fact that it's not a complete nut, and the bracha will still be by priates, me however. But you have to make sure that it's not crushed and ground up totally. If it's ground up totally, it has to be a little bit recognizable as a nut. It can be small pieces, but it has to be recognizable as a nut. Then, even though it's fried in the oil or the honey, the bracha will remain ha'etz. If it's so crushed, so ground up that it's not even recognizable that it's a nut at all, the bracha then turns into shahakol, like ground nuts. If they're ground up totally, you can't tell they're nuts, so then the bracha would be shahakol. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Yudalad. Egos rach, a new case of an egos. But here it's not a regular, fully grown egos like we discussed in Yud Gimel. It's an egos rach, it's a soft nut. Shemivashlim bidvash, that we cook it in honey. V'koren lo nus mushkada. Mivarech olav shahakol. So whatever the name is again, the bracha on this nut that is soft and is cooked in honey, the bracha here is shahakol. The Ramah says, v'chein osa megozim shemevashim medvash bo'odim yirukim mivarechim shahakol. So too, those nuts that are cooked in honey while they're still green, the bracha them is shahakol. The Mishabura points out that it shouldn't really say v'chein osam. It's not a different case. It's the same case. He says it really should say v'chein osam. This that the Mechaber is talking about is those nuts that we cook them in honey when they are green. Their bracha is going to be shahakol. So the Rama is not arguing or adding anything on. He is just simply explaining what the Mechaber is talking about. Says the Mishabura, Esef Kadon Samech Tes, Egos Rach, a soft nut. Shalom nigmar gidulo. It's the exact opposite case of Yud Gimel, where it was a fully grown nut. Here is a soft nut that didn't finish growing. Ukliposo adayin enokasha, and the shell on the nut has not yet hardened. Vilochin oso lumerkachas biyachid imaklipa helyona, and we take it to make some kind of mixture with the outer shell, umitagnim osam kein bedvash. So you are frying the nut which is soft in the shell that is soft in honey. So this is a nut that's not fully grown. It's not really so geschmack, but you're making a geschmack through frying it in or cooking it in the oil, the honey rather. Sefkatan ayin is called nus mushkada. Ein ze egos muskat ha'amur b'sif yudzayin, not to be mixed up with what we're going to see in sif yudzayin, the egos muskat disham pri gomerhu. That nut is a complete nut, that's a regular nut. This we're discussing a case where it's an unripened nut, it's a very different case. So in our case, where it's really a nut that's soft and the shell is soft and you're frying it in the oil, you're cooking in the oil, the bracha on this nut is shahakol. Says the Mishabura ayin aleph. Even though through the honey the nut becomes geschmack and it's very good for eating, mikomakom still, kevan shurach adayin, since it is still soft, v'necho biyachad im klipaso, and you're eating it together with its shell, eino mevarech olav ela shahakol, the bracha is shahakol. The lo noti lohu adaite lumecha geshem rakim beklipasam. When they were planted, they were not planted having in mind to be eaten while they were soft. It's not. This is not the ikar pri. This is not how it's supposed to be eaten. Elo lecho lapri atzmo kesheis bashlu. The kavana in planting such fruit, such nuts, is to eat them when they ripen totally, to eat them on their own when they are geshmak. Like we'll see later on in Reish Dalet Sif Aleph Logabi Amins that are soft, debirchoson nami shakel. Their bracha, while they're soft, before they're fully ripened, is also going to be shakel. Mitam zeh, for this reason, they're not planted to be eaten while they're soft, they're planted to be eaten after they fully develop and they taste geschmack. The kol shekein hocha, certainly over here, shebelo tigun, if you didn't fry it in the honey, eino roi klal be'oda rach la'achila, it's pashet not fit for achila, it's not edible. It's an unripe nut, it's not edible before you fry it. Shemaru, it's very bitter. V'chol tikuna hu'ayde dvash, and the whole fixing it up, the whole edibility of this nut at this size is only through the frying with the honey. And therefore the bracha is shahakol. So the pshat over here is, since this ripe, this nut is unripe, therefore, it's not edible as is. You're pushing, making it edible by cooking it or frying it in the honey. And therefore, it doesn't get the bracha of an ikar pri, because it wasn't planted to be eaten at this stage. It was planted to be eaten as a fully ripened nut. So only at that point, it would be a eight. So over here, you know, you made a very geschmack through the honey. Since without the honey, it would be inedible. The bracha only becomes shahakol. V'hinei kolzehu davka mishum shlo nigmar ha-pri. This din is only true because this fruit is unripe. It's not a complete pri. V'lo nati adaitei dehochin. Like we said before, it was not planted with this in mind, kamoshe kasavnu. Masha'en kein v'pri gemura, which is not the case if you have a fully ripened fruit. Kishe'enu roi lechol chai. It's fully ripened. It's just not a very tasty fruit. It's not so geschmack. Ki'im ayidei tigun. It's not fit for eating unless you're going to fry it. B'vadei mevorech alo b'rchoso aru'ilo. Zaktan Mishabura, very important point. Over here, the nut is soft, the shell is soft, it's inedible, it's raw. It's raw. It's not even a raw nut yet. It's not developed yet. It's not ripened, so it's not edible. You're frying it, making it edible. It's not the yikir way the fruit's supposed to be eaten, and therefore the bracha shahakol. If you have the same exact case, but the fruit was fully developed, it's just not a geshmak of fruit. It's not edible the way it is, fully grown, fully developed, fully ripened, and you are then going to go ahead and fry it in oil to make a geshmak, then it will get a bracha berepia eitz. Because it was planted to be eaten in this way, and it's in its final form. It's in its final form. It just doesn't taste very well. It doesn't taste very edible. So you're making the fully ripened fruit edible. There the brachas ha'eitz. So it's a very big difference. Here, only because it wasn't planted for this. It's a very early stage. So the bracha shahako when you make a geshmak. But a fully ripened fruit, which is not geshmak, it's not edible. You make it edible through the frying of the honey. Then it gets the main bracha berepia eitz. And finally, Sekotanai and Beis, which we discussed outside, V'chein Osam, the Ramah says, V'chein Osam, Zakta Mishabura Tzarech Lomar V'chein Osam. The Mishabura says, the Ramah means to say, and these are those eggs and that we cook them in honey. The Hazeu Gamkin Kavanas HaMechaber, that is what the Mechaber means. I want to just read one Bir Halacha before we end, and that is Divrei Maskil, Le'ochlom Chaim. We said back in Sif Yud Beis, in Ein Derech La'ochlom Chaim Elam Mevushalom. Again, the fruit that we said, it's not the normal way to eat it when it's raw, only when it's cooked. So when it's raw, chaka, when it's cooked, it's a eitz. Zok Debir Halacha. Mayri Shuroi Le'ochol Alko Panam Ayideat Chak. It has to be that even though it's not normally eaten when it is raw, but it is Ayideat Chak, able to be eaten. It is edible. The Ilav Hachiv, it's pashit, not edible when it's raw, afilu shahakol ein levarachalav. Then you wouldn't even make a shahakol when you're eating something that's inedible, so there's no brach at all. Kedla'el besof sebeiz, like we learned earlier in sebeiz, ukumod isal kamon gamkein linyan pilpul nyevashim, like we'll see later on as well. So the Baruch is saying a very important point. When we said in the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis that you have a fruit that is not normally eaten raw, but it's eaten cooked. When it's cooked, it's ha'etz. When it's raw, it's shahakol. It's only that it's not normally eaten raw. But you could at least push yourself to eat it raw, then it's shahakol. If you push it, it's inedible. You're eating something that has no edibility, so then it wouldn't even be shahakol. There would be no brach on such a food. We'll stop here, and we'll continue vaitu with Tezvav and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.